One takes a look at the beginning of Parshat Lech Lecha for the very first time. You've never seen it before. And you start reading, and you see, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Lech Lecha me'arzecha, mimolatetecha, mibeis avicha, la'aretz asher areka, ואזכר לגוי גדול, ואברכך, ואגדלה שמך, ויהי ברכה, ואברכה מברכך, ומגלך האור, וניברכו בכל כל משפחו סעדמה. Hashem tells this person named Avram, leave your land, and go to the place I tell you, and I'll make you a great nation, and I'll bless you, and your name will become great, great, and you'll be a blessing, and those who bless you will be blessed, and those who curse you, I will curse. And all the nations of the world will be blessed because of you. And you say to yourself, wow, who is this guy? Who is this Avram? I must have missed something at the end of time with Noah. So I'll go back and I'll take a look at the end of Parshas Noah. And sure enough, here we meet Avram. There's this person named Terach, and he has three sons, Avram, Nachar, and Haran. And Avram marries a woman named Sarai, and Sarai doesn't have any children. And Terach takes Avram and his grandson Lot, and Sarai, and they travel from Ur Kasdim, and they go to Haran, and they settle there. Who's Avram? That doesn't tell us anything unique or special about Avram. And we get the fact that Lech Lecha, and all of a sudden he's like the most amazing person ever. And it's true. Torah doesn't tell us about the greatness of Avram before Parshas Lech Lecha. But Chazal tell us, and if one were to take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, the Rambam describes in somewhat detail about the greatness of Avram Avinu. Here he is, Avram Avinu is almost unique in the entire world. Everybody around him, without exception, is only Avodah Zarah. And he on his own doesn't buy into the system. And he spends a great deal of time, years, trying to figure out the truth. And at the age of 40, the Rambam says, Avram finally recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's not satisfied. And he goes around running a one-man Kirov organization against the entire world, trying to convince everybody to stop their beliefs in Avodah Zarah, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes ahead and he starts breaking idols, starts debating everybody. The king wants to kill him, and he's saved through a name, and he doesn't stop. He leaves Haran and he goes out and he starts trying to be Makarev people one at a time. Ram says till he's successful with thousands, tens of thousands of people. Avram Avinu is truly a most amazing, unique individual. And that's why I have a problem. Because if Avram Avinu, already at the end of Parshas Noach, even before you get to the opening lines of Lech Lecha, is already this most amazing spiritual person. So what happens in the next few Parshas? Because Baruch Hu tells you, leave your parents' house. Okay, and go to Eretz Canaan. He doesn't know which land it is. Hashem sends him to Eretz Canaan. He gets to Eretz Canaan, this land he's going to get. And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps throwing challenge after challenge, nisayon after nisayon, against Avram. He gets to Eretz Canaan, and there's a famine. He has to leave Eretz Canaan. He goes down to Mitzrayim, and Paro takes his wife. He gets his wife back, and he travels back to Canaan. He has problems with his nephew Lot. They have to split up. And then there's a battle between the four kings and the five kings. Avraham Avinu has to go to war against the king to save his nephew, and then his wife is still barren, she doesn't have any children, so he marries Hagar, then the problems with Hagar, so Hagar runs away, and then Hagar comes back, and then Avraham Avinu has to undergo a bris milah at the age of 99, and then he finally gets the message that that he's going to have a child, and finally, Baruch Hashem, in the meantime, he has to go to Gerar, and again he has problems with the king and his wife, and then finally his wife gives birth, and then there are problems with his older son, Yishmael, and he has to chase out Yishmael and Hagar, and they go off into the desert, and then he has problems with the Be'eros and with Avimelech, and then there are more problems, and then his biggest nisayim with the Akedah, and then Sarah dies on him, and then he doesn't have a burial plot for him. Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps throwing challenges to challenge after challenge against Avraham Avinu. Ribono Shel Olam, he's already on such an amazing spiritual life. Look at these, so unique. You see it already. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from Avraham Avinu. The answer, I think, something that's axiomatic. And that is, when it comes to our growth in Ruchni, either we're going up, or we're going down. There's no such thing as staying neutral. There's no such thing, even for somebody like Avraham Avinu, who reached such tremendous spiritual heights, to just coast. You can't cope. Either you keep working on your Yiras Shamayim, on your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you're going to lose what you have. You can't stay neutral. Years ago, maybe it still is, there used to be a big, big chewing gum company in America called Wrigley. Is it still around? Wrigley's gum. It was a big, major chewing gum. If I remember the story correctly, the owner of the company was a guy by the name of Charles Wrigley. I remember his name. And there was once flying somewhere, and some guy sat in the plane and found out he's sitting next to Charles Wrigley. So he starts schmoozing with Charles Wrigley, and he asks, Mr. Wrigley, I want to ask you a question. How much money does your company spend on advertising a year? So he said to him, I don't know if the number he said, I don't know, some tens of millions of dollars. The guy said to me, why do you spend so many millions upon millions and millions of dollars of advertising? Everybody in America knows Wrigley's gum. Everybody knows him. Why do you have to keep wasting your money? And just say, again and again and again. Everybody knows. Charles Wrigley turns to the guy and says, how fast do you think this plane is going? I don't know. 500 miles an hour, 600 miles an hour. The guy from Wrigley Center says, the plane is already going 500 miles an hour. Why in the world is the company wasting fuel, keeping pouring more fuel into the engine so it keeps on going and going and going and going? We're already going 500 miles an hour. Might as well just shut off the engine and just keep on coasting. You can't coast without pouring fuel into the engine. You can't be a successful company without pouring money into advertising. And you can't be successful in Ruchni unless you keep working on it. No such thing as being neutral. All of you who decided to come to MMY, and to a certain extent MMY decided that you should come, for all of you that means something. It means something because you had other choices. could have gone to other places.
And we all know some schools that are a little bit more demanding, some schools that are a little bit less demanding, some schools that push you a little bit more into growth in your shemayim, shemir samitzvos, and others that push you less. And you chose to come. And I think that that's just something very important and very positive for them. But b'mchilas kvodchem, it's not enough. And I tell you it's not enough because I can tell it to you as well as I can tell it to myself, as well as HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell it to Avram Avinu. Whatever place, station we are in life, in our ruchnius, it's not enough. Because you can't cover. You can't be in. Either we work on it, and we continue to try to build on it, and to work on a Yerushamayim, and a Tikkun HaMidos, and a Shmir HaMitzvos, or we're going to lose what we have. We're either going up, or we're going down. We're at the beginning of the big zman. Here, whether you're in yeshiva or you're in a seminary, Chorev Zman is the big zman. And this Chorev Zman is the biggest Chorev. The biggest one possible. Because it's a Shnat Igur, the two Adars, and even a little bit more. The months of Macheshvan and Kislev, which sometimes have 29 days, and sometimes one is 29 and one is 30. This year, both of them are 30. Even having a little extra day or two in this month. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing this challenge at us. And we have the opportunity to have tremendous, tremendous spiritual growth. Rabbi Katz is going to talk about it in the Shicha Tuesday night. I don't know what he's going to say. I never heard of Sifal. But we have an opportunity to either work on our ruch and grow, keep pouring fuel into the engine, or we can make a choice and just decide to coast, in which case, slowly but surely, we'll lose out. And we know what happens at the end. And it's not always so easy. The challenges that Avraham Avinu faced were not always so easy. The challenges that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will throw at us are also not always so easy. Some days it's easier, some days it's harder, some weeks it seems to be great, and some weeks it seems to be in a rut. But we have to be focused, and we have to keep in mind that we have this tremendous opportunity, and it's a unique opportunity. An opportunity that I don't know, and you don't know, whether will present itself again in your life. To be here in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, with very little outside distraction. And to be able to focus on how we want our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look like. It's not going to be easy. But I can tell you one thing. I can almost guarantee it. I can't guarantee anything. But if I could guarantee something, I would almost guarantee it. And that is that you will find out if you rise to the challenge what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu at the beginning of this parsha. Because the parsha, we all know, is called Lech Lecha, but we don't pay attention to the Lecha part. Meaning, if you take a look at the pasuk, the Pasuk could just as easily have said, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Lech me'aytzecha. Why does he say, Lech lecha me'aytzecha? It's cute. We're just spelled the same way, lecha and lech. Why does the Torah say, Lech lecha me'aytzecha? Lech me'aytzecha. The very first Rashi on the Parsha comments. What does Hashem mean when he says Lech Lecha? It means if you go, it'll be Lecha. Lecha Anascha U'Letovascha. It'll be not only for your betterment, but it'll be for your hana. You'll have tremendous benefit and tremendous geschmack, if you know what that term is. Tremendous geschmack from rising to the challenge. You may not see it at the beginning of the day, but at the end of the day, at the end of this night, you'll take a look back and you'll see that all your efforts that you put in have given you such a sense of satisfaction. Everything will be l'tovascha u'l'ha'anascha. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling all of us tonight, lech lecha, let's go. L'tovascha u'l'ha'anascha. Starting basically in Uzman, night sitting here on Sunday night, starting Parshas and the Parshas of Bereishis, such a pleasure. Such a beautiful pleasure, every Parshas, but the Parshas of Bereishis is such a beautiful pleasure to learn. So let's go. Let's learn those Parshas. And let's do it. Tovaseinu, l'hanaseinu.